What's up, everyone? Good morning. Hope you guys are doing well. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Los Angeles. Life of a comedian, everyone. This is what it is. You wake up and try to hustle. Tell you, I've only been in LA like 3 days, and I already feel the difference between Florida and Los Angeles. As I said before, Florida, it's a small market. Not trying to trash Florida, but it's a smaller comedy market. Florida, San Fran, Boston. Those are great places to hang out and develop. But the big dogs are running in New York, LA. But I'll tell you, what I'm learning from being in LA is the smart guys are building their own following. Like, they're not even messing around with the traditional roots. Everything's changing. There's always change. There's always change in entertainment. And I saw it. I saw it back in 97 when I started. It was like kind of like a traditional comedy thing. And then this alternative comedy scene came in the early 2000s where like people weren't telling jokes, like classic structured jokes. It's more like the Janine Garofalo's and Patton Oswalt's and whoever just... It was a whole alternative comedy scene. New York, anyways, that's where I was. But I saw these guys getting on TV. And then that's changed now. I don't think people are really doing alternative comedy into this, I don't know what it is, TikTok comedy. Like, the market's changing. It's always changing. And I've been privy to be a witness to all of it. And it's... I have the most peace when I just say, hey, you know what? I don't have to participate in any of this nonsense. But you do have to participate. That's the thing. You have to participate to some extent. I mean, that's the thing about being an actor or an actress. Like, you wake up and you wait for an audition. But who wants to live that life just waiting for an audition? Give me an audition. Somebody write something for me. I mean, how frustrating is that? Similarly, as a comedian, I mean... People say, oh, you know, I read stand-up. We're better than actors. Really, we're not. I mean, you have to still perform somewhere. Someone has to put you on their stage. And right now, they're only booking people who are influencers, pretty much. So it's like, well, what are you going to do? You got to become an influencer now, which is, I think that's even harder than writing your own short film. I mean, so that's the state of comedy right now. So last night I went to a comedian dinner. I don't even know these guys. They just looped me in. One of my friends was there, and I went to a birthday party, which was a lot of fun. Thanks to Kevin Alderman, who got me into this party. It's really fun hanging out with other comedians. Even though I didn't know them, I got along really well. I mean, there's something to be said about just hanging out with fellow comics. You just kind of relate to them on some weird level because you've gone through a lot of shit. Even though I had been doing comedy a lot longer, I think it didn't even matter because the frustration is the frustration and the joy is the joys. So I went to this place called the Smokehouse in Burbank. Never been there. It's pretty good. I got a burger because the place is called the Smokehouse. You have to get some kind of meat or something. I don't know. Maybe it's required. And I try not to talk too much, but I couldn't help it. Like I think they were kind of gauging who the hell I was because nobody really knew me. And I wasn't trying to impress anybody, but I had information about everything they were saying. Like, I think Patrice O'Neill came up at some point in the conversation. They were like, oh, I love Patrice. And I didn't know Patrice as best friend, but I knew him. Like, he knew who I was only because I was a door guy at the Boston Comedy Club. So I shared a story about Patrice. I wasn't trying to impress anybody either. I'm just trying to just add some benefit to the conversation. And that's really what company's about, right? People just And so it's one guy there didn't even say anything. He didn't say anything the entire time. And I was like, that guy's doing it right. Like just sitting there and observing and listening, taking it all in. So we hung out there for about an hour. And then we went to the Improv in Hollywood. This is supposedly the mecca of comedy clubs. One of the big four comedy clubs in Los Angeles. Which, by the way, I haven't performed there in years. I mean, I've sent my veils. I don't even know if I'm past there. I really don't. But I did perform there on produced shows back in the day. And it's a lot of fun. The Improv, something about the history of the Improv. It's fun. It's fun to go up there. And, man, I saw this guy, a friend of mine, Sam Tripoli, perform in the Improv Lab, which is the smaller room. Man, this guy is phenomenal. Phenomenal on stage. Just, it's a thing. You know, I've been living in a small market the past 2 years. You don't really get to see these guys. You know, when they do come out, they're like, they're headliners who come out. But even the headliners, some of them aren't even that good. But, man, Tripoli is one of the best. Just an authentic voice. Go check him out if you haven't seen him. And I got to catch up with Sam Tripoli outside and just talk about the business and stuff. And it's really inspiring. Thanks, Sam Tripoli. Those are the people you want to be around, people who inspire and push you. I noticed this in comedy in general. The people who kind of quit, who were like, F this, they're the guys that just don't even try anymore. Like, they've just gotten beaten down so much that they don't even try to do anything. And I don't blame them. I can't blame that. And sometimes I think, man, is that me? I mean, I'm only, like, writing now. I'm not even shooting stuff anymore. And I used to shoot all the time. I used to shoot like a madman, like just short films and a web series and whatever, travel luck. Now I'm just like, I've done it all. But that's when you have to keep pushing. Unfortunately, for me, like my energy, I have finite energy. So like when I write in the mornings, I'm so tired. And I try to write stand-up. I'm like, God, am I supposed to write? I'm supposed to go shoot a video now, a film? Like, Jesus, how many things do they got to do here in Hollywood? So I decided, I just got to think about What's next? There's always something next. I talked about this book, The Alchemist, in my last video vlog or whatever that is, video. And I do believe in synchronicity. I do think things happen. And when I got to LA, I did think things were magically falling into place. It's weird, right? And then somehow things magically fell. Not in the place, like everything is like a nuclear bomb went off in my life and everything just exploded. And now it's just, I'm looking around at like, I don't know, like a nuclear bomb just fell. And I'm just looking at the carnage around me and I'm like, man, how the hell do I even get out of this? And I don't know what the answer is. I just try to get through the days and try to do some work and hopefully, maybe I'll start shooting again something. I don't know what that is, but I got to start shooting something soon. But it was nice to go out. Every time I go outside at night, I do run into people. And I realize people do energize me in some capacity. Even though I'm kind of a loner, I do like being around people. Good people. A lot of people I don't trust. But I do enjoy the company of comics. Especially guys who are above me and who I know, because those guys can help. You never know who's going to throw a bone your way, because, man, any push can help you. I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk soon. Take care.